Penguin Random House Audio presents Valiant Ambition, George Washington, Benedict Arnold, and the Fate of the American Revolution by Nathaniel Philbrick. Read for you by Scott Brick. To Melissa. As he was valiant, I honor him, but as he was ambitious, I slew him. William Shakespeare, Julius Caesar. Preface. The Fault Line. We all know the story, how a defiant and undisciplined collection of citizen soldiers banded together to defeat the mightiest army on earth. But as those who lived through the nearly decade-long saga of the American Revolution were well aware, that was not how it actually happened. The real revolution was so troubling and strange that once the struggle was over, a generation did its best to remove all traces of the truth. No one wanted to remember how, after boldly declaring their independence, they had so quickly lost their way, how patriotic zeal had lapsed into cynicism and self-interest, and how, just when all seemed lost, a traitor had saved them from themselves. Charles Thompson was uniquely qualified to write a history of his times. As Secretary of the Continental Congress from 1774 to 1789, he had functioned as what one historian has described as the Prime Minister of the Congress. While delegates came and went over the course of the War of Independence, Secretary Thompson was always there to bear witness to the behind-the-scenes workings of the nation's legislative body during its earliest and most critical.